Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a grand parade on India's Republic Day, not with a single foreign dignitary, but with an entire continent as the honored guest. That is exactly what is set to happen on 26 January 2026. Why is this moment so striking? For the first time ever, the European Union, a bloc of 27 nations, will be invited as the collective chief guest for the 77th Republic Day celebrations. This historic invitation arrives hand in hand with an accelerated push to seal the long-awaited India-European Union Free Trade Agreement and the convening of the 16th India-EU Summit. In other words, a diplomatic milestone is being used as a catalyst to deepen economic and strategic ties at a time when the EU itself is reshaping its foreign policy toward greater strategic autonomy. Let us first set the scene by looking at the broader canvas of India-EU relations. Historically, the partnership has been described as underperforming its potential. Both sides share a commitment to democratic governance, a rules-based international order, and an increasingly convergent view of China's conduct in the Indo-Pacific. Yet, the relationship has often been eclipsed by more immediate partnerships, India-United States, India-Russia, India-Gulf, while the EU's internal complexity as a supranational bloc has added another layer of challenge. Nevertheless, the numbers tell a compelling story. The European Union is India's single largest trading partner when considered as a bloc, with bilateral trade in goods and services hovering around $120 billion each year. As a single country, the United States still leads, but the EU's collective weight is undeniable. Moreover, the EU is also the largest source of foreign direct investment into India, accounting for roughly 13 to 18% of total FDI inflows over the past decade, channeled through firms from Germany, the Netherlands, France, and other member states. Now, let us turn to the centerpiece of this evolving partnership, the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. The story of the FTA is one of long-standing ambition punctuated by setbacks. Negotiations were launched in 2007, but after 16 rounds of talks, they collapsed in 2013. The impasse stemmed primarily from four contentious issues. First, India insisted on liberalizing Mode 4, that is, the movement of skilled professionals such as IT experts and healthcare workers, while the EU was reluctant. Second, the EU pressed for stronger intellectual property rights protections, especially concerning pharmaceutical patents, a demand that ran counter to India's generic drug industry and its opposition to TRIPS Plus measures. Third, the EU sought greater access to India's government procurement market, which India protects for domestic companies. And fourth, there was disagreement over the standards in the Sustainable Development chapter covering labor and environmental norms. Why did the talks resume after nearly a decade? The answer lies in the geopolitical shock of Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. That conflict forced the EU to rethink its supply chain dependencies and to seek reliable partners beyond its traditional sphere. India, with its massive market, democratic credentials, and growing industrial capacity, suddenly appeared as a valuable alternative. Although India's refusal to condemn Russia at the United Nations created a diplomatic wrinkle, the EU chose to prioritize the economic relationship. The renewed negotiations, restarted in June 2022 during Prime Minister Modi's visit to Brussels, now run on three parallel tracks. The first track is the core India-EU Free Trade Agreement covering goods and services. The second is an investment protection agreement designed to safeguard mutual investments. The third is a geographical indications agreement, which will protect iconic Indian products such as Darjeeling tea, Basmati rice, and traditional handicrafts in EU markets, while also giving Indian consumers protection for European specialties like champagne, Parma ham, and Roquefort cheese. Fast forward to January 2026. the FTA is reported to be in its final stages as of December 2025, and the Republic Day visit together with the 16th India-EU summit provide a diplomatic deadline that adds political momentum. Yet, a handful of critical issues remain on the table. India continues to levy tariffs of 60% to 100% on imported EU automobiles, a point the EU is pressing hard to reduce, while India seeks to shield its nascent electric vehicle manufacturers. In the wine and spirits sector, the EU wants a cut in India's steep 150% tariff on wine and whiskey. The dairy sector is another flashpoint. The EU is demanding market access for its dairy products, but India is protecting the livelihoods of about 80 million dairy farmers. Finally, the chapters on intellectual property rights are still being fine-tuned to balance the EU's push for stronger pharmaceutical patents with India's generics industry. Now, let us pause to reflect on the Republic Day chief guest tradition. Since the very first Republic Day in 1950, when Indonesia's President Sukarno was the inaugural guest, India has invited a foreign head of state or government to the ceremony as a symbol of friendship and diplomatic goodwill. Over the years, the list has included leaders from across the globe. In 2024, French President Emmanuel Macron graced the dais, and in 2023, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi did the same. The 2026 invitation, however, breaks new ground. The European Union as a collective entity will be represented by both Antonio Costa, President of the European Council, and Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission. This signals India's recognition of the EU not merely as a sum of its member states but as a singular institutional partner. Alongside the economic track, the 16th India-EU summit has produced a landmark security and defence partnership. This becomes the European Union's third bilateral defence partnership in Asia, after those with Japan and South Korea. The partnership covers several key domains: maritime security in the Indian Ocean and the broader Indo-Pacific, where the EU's coordinated maritime presences initiative will dovetail with Indian naval capabilities; cyber security and the fight against hybrid threats; space security cooperation, notably the interoperability between the EU's Galileo navigation system and India's NavIC; and defence industry collaboration, linking the EU's European Defence Fund with India's IDEX programme for defence. Innovation. The significance of this development cannot be overstated. Traditionally, the EU has positioned itself as a civilian power, avoiding hard security commitments. Its willingness to sign a defence pact with India underscores a post-Ukraine strategic awakening and a convergence of threat perceptions, particularly regarding an assertive China. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number: bilateral trade between India and the European Union stands at about $120 billion per year in goods and services. Note this carefully: the EU supplies roughly 13 to 18% of total foreign direct investment into India. The India-EU Free Trade Agreement negotiations began in 2007, collapsed in 2013 after 16 rounds, and were revived in June 2022, now proceeding on three tracks: goods and services, investment protection, and geographical indications. The first Republic Day chief guest was Indonesian President Sukarno in 1950. The 2026 guest will be the EU, represented by Antonio Costa and Ursula von der Leyen. The 16th India-EU summit is scheduled for 27 January 2026 in New Delhi, and the security and defence partnership marks the EU's third such pact in Asia. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, you should be able to recall the timeline of the India-EU FTA: launch in 2007, collapse in 2013, resumption in 2022, and the three parallel negotiation tracks. You should also remember the trade volume of $120 billion and the EU status as India's largest trading partner as a bloc. The First Republic Day Chief Guest Fact, Sukarno in 1950, is a classic remember the date point. For the mains, you can be asked to analyze the strategic rationale behind the FTA, the contested areas such as automotive tariffs, wine duties, dairy market access and pharmaceutical IPR, and to discuss the significance of the EU's defense partnership with India as a signal of shifting geopolitical alignments. You might also be required to evaluate India's multi-alignment strategy, balancing relations with the United States, Russia, the Gulf and the EU, especially in the context of the EU's quest for strategic autonomy after the Ukraine war. In sum, the invitation of the European Union as a collective chief guest for India's 77th Republic Day is more than ceremonial grandeur. It encapsulates a strategic recalibration, a push to conclude a decades-long free trade negotiation, and a deepening of defense cooperation, all set against the backdrop of a changing global order. This confluence of diplomatic, economic and security dimensions offers a rich vein of material for both your prelims factor call and your mains analytical essays. Keep these nuances at the forefront, and you will be well equipped to tackle any question that this pivotal development may generate.